Hi there. This is Sapphic Stories, a podcast created by Dipsy. I'm your host, Olivia Taylor, and today we've got episode 5 of Office Hours for you. Okay, so in this episode, Taylor goes over to Jennifer's house for the very first time. She sees all her nice mugs and her bookcases and sort of the like sweet messiness of the house, and they have tea and discuss Taylor's thesis, and there's the classic intellectual chit-chat between them. And Taylor admits that she's feeling sort of stuck in the writing process of her thesis. And in response, Jennifer gives Taylor some pretty honest feedback. And I would say it borders on harsh, but that's sort of their dynamic. And then eventually they make their way upstairs to Jennifer's bedroom, where Jennifer really takes the lead, and I would even say control, in the sexual encounter. I really like this sex scene a lot. I think that it shows the ways in which dominance can really be an act of care. In popular media, dominance is sort of depicted as this violent thing, you know, whips and chains excite me, as they say, 50 Shades of Grey, handcuffs, floggers, all that, which, you know, is all great and sexy. But I think that we don't have so many examples of dominance as something softer, as an act of care, which I really think it can be. In this episode, Jennifer is taking control for a moment just so that Taylor can take a break from having to think about anything at all. There's this quote from the episode I really like. Jennifer says, "I don't want you to think. You've been thinking too much. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to listen to me, and that's it. You're not going to ask questions. You're not going to wonder what happens next. You won't even lay your smart little head down on the pillow until I tell you to. Do you think that's something you can do?" And I just think that's incredibly sexy. And I think that, you know, for women especially, who are making all these choices all the time and feel so much emotional and social pressure, there can be something super, super cathartic about someone else taking control for a moment. And Jennifer is really the embodiment of that in this episode. Taylor has been thinking so much. All she's thinking about is her thesis and if she's doing it right and, you know, how to finish it. But in this sexual encounter, she really just gets to let go of all of that for a moment. I think it's intense, but it's also very sweet. And I think ultimately it's very, very special. And I hope you enjoy it. As always, if you want to listen to way, way more Sapphic romance, you can head over to the Dipsy app and use the promo code Sapphic for 1 month free. Or go to dipsystories.com/sapphic. There's hundreds and hundreds of stories waiting on there for you. But for now, here's episode 5 of Office Hours, Off Campus.
I shifted my bag onto my other shoulder and looked through the window. The curtains were drawn, but I could see a sliver of the living room lit up. Her office was always so well kept, so I was surprised to see abandoned cups of tea on top of stacks of books and multiple notebooks left open on the coffee table. It looked like the remnants of a late night, like if I looked for long enough, I might be able to piece together what ideas she was working through.
Hey.
Hey.
You found it.
You're really tucked away up here.
Yeah, our parking was okay. It's a bit of a nightmare on the hills.
Oh, actually, I walked. I wanted to get clear on my ideas first.
I hope you don't think we're gonna spar.
It wouldn't be very us not to.
Come in.
When I told her I was working through an argument in my dissertation, she invited me over to talk it through. I got settled in the living room while she made us tea. I crossed my legs, then uncrossed them. I was used to wanting to impress her. That familiar tension spread through my muscles. But this felt different, like I was on her playing field. And she had home court advantage. Oh, thanks.
No problem. Well, I read through what you have so far.
Okay.
I'm curious what you think isn't working.
Well, I feel secure with my thesis. I could literally talk about it for hours.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I dream about it at this point. It's probably the most intimate relationship I've ever had.
Yeah, I've been there.
But it's the threading of the data where things keep getting tangled. Especially in the second half, there's that study on population growth in the suburbs
okay,
that
let
I
me
just...
stop you right there.
Okay.
I actually think that's the problem. You're too bound by the central argument.
Sure.
You're trying to bend the research to fit the question instead of the other way around.
Why do you think that?
Because I used to be the same. Look, when you're the best in your class, you don't have much practice being wrong. It's not unsalvageable. You just need to lose some of the rigidity.
I know I asked your advice, but I'm not sure I entirely agree. I've been really careful about bias.
Even now, it's difficult for you to let go of your opinion to consider mine.
Sure, maybe. She pushed her glasses up, resting them on top of her head. Her attention felt piercing, like she could see right into my brain. One look skewering my confidence. My shoulders softened and she smiled like she'd won some invisible victory.
You need to learn to...
What? Be humble?
Submit. You're wrapped too tightly around this. But sometimes when you soften around the idea, it comes through more clearly.
And just how do I do that?
Well, I always find taking my mind off the problem helps me solve it.
I can't. I told you, it's all I think about. I got out of the shower today to write an idea down. It's sick. I think I got shampoo on my notebook.
Listen, you asked for my help, Taylor. Why don't you learn to take it?
Oh, yeah? She smiled at me, a tiny crack in the veneer, then stood up and walked wordlessly out of the room. She paused at the doorway and turned towards me.
I won't ask twice.
She walked up the stairs without hesitating. I took advantage of the private moment and walked around the living room, running my hand over the ledge of her bookshelf and picking up a framed photo. It felt like buying a used book and finding a note to someone else in the front. I wanted to make her wait, wanted to hold my ground. When I went upstairs, I lingered on the top of the stairwell and looked into her bedroom. She was turned around, facing the brass bed frame, waiting for me.
I want you to undress. I don't want you to think. You've been thinking too much. Here's what's gonna happen. You're gonna listen to me. And that's it. You're not gonna ask questions. You're not gonna wonder what happens next. You won't even lay your smart little head down on the pillow until I tell you to. You think that's something you can do?
I sucked in my breath and nodded tightly. Any words I'd prepared dissolved on my tongue. I leaned forward as she unzipped her slacks and slipped them down her legs.
I didn't say you could move yet. This is an exercise in letting go. And it'll only work if you commit. Do you understand?
I understand.
Mm-hmm. Good.
She flicked off the lights and lit a candle on the bedside table. It felt painful to stay still. Like even the smallest muscles in my body were straining to get closer to her. The smell of burning cedar made my mouth water. I licked my bottom lip, half hoping she'd catch my movement.
Lay back. I don't want you to move a muscle. Nothing. And I want you to come just like this.
She placed a smooth vibrator on the side table, then crawled onto the bed. She straddled my stomach, pinned my arms above my head, her fingers sinking into my wrists.
I love seeing you like this. Eager, waiting for what I'll do next. Lift your hips a little. I want to grind into you. Move with me.
Please, make me.
What did I say?
Her lace underwear grazed against my belly button as she slid her hand up my chest and across my neck. She stopped at my bottom lip, her nail indenting the flesh.
Open for me. Yeah, now suck. You know I love your smart mouth. But you look all cute with it shut up. I should do this more often. Oh, it feels so good. Slide your tongue in between. Oh, good. them nice and wet for me.
She slid down my body, kissing from my chest to my hips. My legs were already shaking, waiting for her. She pressed her palms down on the tops of my thighs, steadying me as she licked down my legs.
Don't move.
She spread the wetness in circles on my thighs, her fingers firm against my skin. I closed my eyes and felt her push inside, the pressure releasing a wash of feeling over me, sudden and intense, like hurtling over the crest of a wave. It was almost too much, but I held on.
Surrender to you're tensing. Stop fighting.
Oh, God. I'm gonna touch you.
This isn't about what you want. Or pleasing me. This is all about how you feel. Take it all in.
The first wave came over me hot and quick, faster than I'd ever come before. But she didn't stop. Her tongue started over my clit, tracing circles, then dragging down while her fingers worked inside me.
I
feel so good.
You don't have to hold back here. That's better. Ready for a little more?
Would you even listen if I said no?
Probably not. You can take more than you think. Put your hands behind your head. No one should attempt it to try to hold on to me.
She was right. When I relaxed, I could handle more, barely touching me at first, while she kept two fingers inside me, curling and stretching them as she pressed the vibrator down.
That's so good. You can take more.
Yeah, it's just like, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, so intense.
I know what you like, and how far you can go. Give yourself over to me completely. I love knowing how good I make you feel. The way you pulse against my fingertips. Tell me how much you love it.
Whatever you're doing, keep going. Fuck. God.
Louder.
Oh, I'm gonna come.
I love you loud for me.
I drove my hips up, meeting her energy, sliding and slipping together and apart. She held the vibrator down on my clit until I felt the echoes of it in my whole body.
Oh my god.
Fuck. Oh god.
That was really hot.
I like it when you take control. But I'm not sure how it will help my dissertation.
If you don't have a breakthrough idea a day from now...
I guess I'll have to come back here and do this again.
Exactly.
I think I'm too tired to walk back.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd stay over.
If I'm being honest, part of me wanted to ask for help so I could finally see your place.
If I'm being honest, I've already bought breakfast stuff for us tomorrow.
Oh, wow. I feel so taken care of.
You are. I'm gonna hop in the shower. Join me?
Wait. One more minute like this.
Whatever you want.